You are listening to John Diard's Life Spa, your premier source for health news and Ayurveda, where modern science meets ancient wisdom.
Hi, everybody. I'm Dr. John Diard. Welcome to the Life Spa podcast. And today we have a special guest that we're welcoming back, Mario Brainovich, who's the CEO of a company called Analemma. You may remember we did a podcast a while back about this wand that creates a level of coherent water where you actually take this wand, which is so mystical, magical, and you take it and you stir this into your water and you create structured water. And there's a lot of companies out there that say they have structured water or coherent water. Very few, if any, actually have any science, particularly science that shows that the water stays in a coherent state for any length of time. I brought Mario back because for a couple of reasons. One, there's some interesting new research that I wanted to share with you all because there was a lot of excitement about this Analemma wand. They also now have a home unit where you can actually hook it up to your water when it comes into your house, and that creates coherent water in your home. And I've got to say that we got one. And you know that there's water that you drink, different kinds of water taste different. There's some waters that I just don't want to drink. And some waters like Voss water or Icelandic water, I can drink that all day long. And I go broke drinking that water because it's so expensive. But there's water that is supposed to be really good that just doesn't taste right. And my wife's particularly really sensitive to taste and things like that. And when we got the whole house unit, you know, and she didn't really know much about what I was doing. I got the whole thing installed. And she said, "Did you ever put that thing into the house, that structured water thing?" I said, "Yeah." She goes, "I can tell a difference. The water tastes completely different." And it does. You can actually taste a smoothness of the water. I guess it's the coherence. So I wanted to start with, Mario, if you don't mind, just going over and telling us what's the difference between regular water and coherent water, and would it affect the taste of the water? Because we're drinking so much more water now as a result of the whole house unit, which we absolutely love. You know, this is really wonderful too. You can stir your water, but I love that. I take this with me on the road, but it's great to have it automatically done for you for sure.
Thank you. First of all, thank you so much for having me. I loved our podcast last time, so I'm super thrilled to be back, and it's lovely to see you again. So yeah, just to kind of explain the whole concept from the beginning, our research clearly showed that water currently on this planet exists in what we call a chaotic state. So it's still H2O, but H2O molecules, they actually move randomly. They're crashing into each other constantly in water. Nobody is aware of this because it happens on an atomic level, but this chaos has a profound effect on our health and wellness. We found a way to bring order back into that chaos. When you use Analemma, what happens is that those same chaotic H2O molecules, they start linking together and they start behaving harmonically. They form a liquid crystalline structure. Through this unique process, water becomes, we would say, alive. It becomes empowered and it can do so much for our health and wellness. I love that you mentioned that your wife noticed the change in taste because it's very, very palpable. It's interesting, back in the day when we realized, you know, this water is an electromagnetic phenomenon, let's call it that way. We wanted to test, okay, how, what's the most electromagnetic part of our biology that we can actually very accurately measure? And it's our brainwaves. So we did a double-blind study with genetically identical twins, just that we have a gold standard study. And the doctor administering the water didn't know which one was which, and twins didn't know which one was which. But we monitored their brain waves through QEEG, and we wanted to see what's going to happen when the twin that was drinking Analemma water drank Analemma water. So the twin that took regular water, nothing happened. Everything basically stayed the same. There was no change, so there was nothing really happening there. But almost as soon as the twin that took a couple of sips of Analemma water, there was an instant better connection between the left and right hemisphere of the brain, an instant harmonizing effect on the brainwaves. which was really, really, really interesting biologically that something happens that fast. That's why people, as soon as they take a couple of sips, they feel there is something different. They experience some sort of change. We actually repeated the experiment with the twins 3 weeks later, and we gave an lemon water to the other twin. And we saw exactly the same phenomenon with that twin, while the first twin experienced nothing. Again, it was no change in the brainwaves. So yeah, taste-wise, you mentioned taste. It's really interesting. The viscosity of water changes, but the taste, it's, I would say that 99% people, well, it depends, but they know it off the bat. I always tell this story. It's such a funny story. Dr. Mindy Peltz, she was actually using her NLMA, and her sister, who is also a very accomplished doctor, I believe she has doctorate from Stanford or Harvard, I'm not sure. But anyhow, her sister was like looking at her, what are you doing? What is this, you know? And then Dr. Mindy said, like, let's do a blind taste test. And five times in a row, her sister, who was skeptic, said like, well, this, I don't know how, but this is definitely the changed water. It has a profound difference in it that is very palpable. So yeah, I completely understand that everyone has this really, really interesting effect.
Well, I can tell you that we're saving a lot of money on buying, you know, bottled Voss water, or, you know, and we, you know, we still once in a while buy it, but it's more of a treat where my wife has got an amazing sense of smell and an amazing taste. She grew up in restaurants, you know, her family were restaurateurs, and so she had an amazing taste buds. You know, we're drinking the water, you know, right out of the, we actually have a whole house filter, like a carbon filter. And then we have the Analemma whole house filter. And then we, after the water we drink, we actually run that through a zero filter, which takes out the fluoride. Unfortunately, carbon filters don't take out fluoride, so we take out all of our fluoride as well. So we have, like, you know, the water that we had come out of the faucet after we put it through the zero filter is pretty amazing, I think, pretty amazing water. But even then, before the Analemma, my wife, we were buying bottles of water every time we went to the grocery store, you know, because she didn't like the taste. And now we, you know, it's reminded me because we bought some yesterday just as a treat, but we hadn't bought one in months and months and months, and it was like weirdly different. Now, I want to ask you about the coherence of the water. Mm-hmm. What you're saying is that when you actually create this coherence, and I also want to say that when you saw that effect with the twins and their brainwaves started kind of becoming more coherent, their brain became more coherent, which means yes, that both parts of the brain were doing the same thing. And that's what you see in a meditative state. You actually yes, see the brains, when you're not meditating, different parts of the brain are all doing different things. But when you actually meditate, all the brain waves in the whole brain are sort of doing a similar kind of thing. And I think that's what you saw when people drank the Analemma. So it's almost like creating that level of coherence in your brain that you would get with a meditation. I'm not saying it's the same, but there is, you know, our physiology tells our brain how to function, whether you're under stress, you're being chased by a bear, and or are you calm enough to actually create a level of calm that would be more vulnerable if someone was chasing you. And it seems like the Analemma creates a level of coherence, like you said, you know, in the water, and that sort of is picked up very quickly by the electromagnetics of the body, particularly the brain. So I want to ask if that's true. And then the second question is the coherence that just all the H2O molecules are actually connected and they're coming down like a blanket of water that are actually molecularly connected as one sort of blanket of water, like stuck together molecules, or when they're not coherent, are all the water molecules just sort of little tiny H2O molecules that are not actually connected to each other? Is that what's happening?
Exactly. So there aren't, water molecules are completely broken and they move independently. Right. But when you bring them in coherent state, they actually, colloquially speaking, join hands. Right. And then the true power of it is being unleashed. And there are these coherent fields which start appearing. And it really has a profound effect on the biology. I want to, you asked a question about meditation. I love that question because we are actually calling this water conscious water. So it, also in the brainwave experiment, we saw that there is this delta coherence in the brainwave starts happening. So just like you mentioned, you get interconnected. Everything is not separate within you anymore. You literally enter into state in which you are one with yourself. But I have to mention one early study that really blew our minds, which really speaks volumes about it. So we actually, in our early research, we were measuring biophotons. So we actually picked up a lab of a famous German scientist, Dr. Fritz Albert Popp, and his whole lab. And he developed this technology which can actually, it's very sensitive technology that can capture every single biophoton. So every biological system exudes a light, these tiny particles of light, which are called biophotons. The more biophotons a biological system exudes, more vitality it has. But anyhow, what we did, we actually took seeds, which is this tiny, tiny particle of life. And we watered some with regular water and some with NLM water. And we measured biophoton emissions to see if something would actually happen. So the seeds that were watered with regular water, we saw nothing. But the seeds that were watered with NLM water, almost instantly, we started seeing these sinusoidal shapes of peaks and valleys of biophoton emission. It was like, what happened? It was like this tiny piece of life started breathing light in some fashion, in some rhythm. And we connected to other scientists because we couldn't figure out what happened there. And after a while, we realized that it followed the tides. So NLM water connected this tiny piece of life to the circadian rhythm of nature. It connected it electromagnetically to its larger environment. So it's really profound. That's why, you know, we also get really a lot of letters where people that really have, that their whole habits, everything starts changing when you're in tune with yourself and you're in tune with nature. You start to behave in a different way. But this all happens in a very, very natural, very gentle way. You start moving with nature, so to speak. You're not disconnected from it. And I believe this is what we need now on this planet.
Wow. I hadn't heard that research before. And I don't know if you know, but I've written numerous articles on biophotons, which are...
Okay. I wasn't aware of that. Cool.
Yeah. Ultra weak photon emissions that are released out of your DNA. And the research that I found was that these are information carrying particles of light that carry information inside of us. In fact, they're actually thinking that what makes us think and carries our thoughts is actually these photon emissions from our DNA that are these particles of light, because we think, you know, one nerve firing to another nerve to another can't go fast enough for our, to make up for our thoughts. It doesn't make sense. So they're looking at these photon emissions that are information carrying particles. And they also, obviously, photons don't really care about you. They go right through us. Like we're not even there. So small. And studies called the Bocan's hypothesis shows that these photons are actually affected by our intention, that they can carry intention. We know for a fact they're information carrying particles, but they also carry information at great distances. Einstein called the spooky action at a distance. So these photons are really, really important. You know, like when you walk into a room and it's not a good vibe, you can kind of tell. It's not, yeah. It doesn't feel good. What you're actually feeling are these photon emissions out of the DNA that can either be coherent or incoherent. So studies show that when you meditate, the photon emissions become more coherent. And when you're stressed out, they become more incoherent. And they've done studies called the bystander phenomenon, where if a monkey was like got cancer and was irradiated and really sick, and you put a healthy monkey next to it, the healthy monkey can actually show some degeneration, and they measured the mechanism of that, and it was actually these photon emissions that were incoherent. So this goes off to a whole another kind of topic, but the point is that when you have an intention, that intention is not only good for your body carrying information within your body, but it's also good for the people around you, which actually explains why prayer could possibly work, because prayer is an intention. But if you're stressed out and not praying from a calm, coherent sort of meditative state, you might be actually seeing more incoherent photon emissions from your DNA than coherent emissions, which might make the prayer not work as well, where some studies show prayer is like amazingly effective and some studies show it doesn't work at all. So although there's more studies on prayer that it works. So it seems like it has everything to do with the level of coherence inside of us, the stress that damaged our DNA and caused these damaging photon emissions out of our body, versus being a coherent functional being where the body's releasing these more coherent emissions. And when you talk about coherent, it's about biological clocks being aligned with nature's circadian rhythms. That's yes. Nobel Prize winning science. And what you just described is that when you drink this water, all of a sudden our body, the photon emissions, the biophotons are all of a sudden coherent enough to entrain with the natural circadian rhythms. That is mind-boggling to me that that's what the water does, because that is like such an important thing. When I teach people when to eat, when to go to bed, when to all about getting their bodies in sync with natural rhythms to get their biological clocks in sync with the rhythm, so we actually are functioning in a coherent state. And meditation and breathing does it. Obviously, the water will align that and create such a powerful effect. So these photon emissions are fascinating, an area of massive research and understanding. And I got to tell you that this water, when you do it, I want to ask you also, when you stir this water here, how long do I do it?
So it depends on the quantity of water. For instance, for one cup, you have to stir it for like 25 seconds. I apologize. 20 to 25 seconds, just to be 100% sure that all of it actually entered the coherent state. This whole thing happens because...
If I hit the side of the glass, does that screw it up or no?
No. It doesn't really matter. The key element is, the mother water inside is actually... water always picks up the most dominant frequency of its environment. That's where the magic is. So when we realize this, our whole quest was to create the most positive, dominant frequency water there is. And after years of research, this is what we call the mother water, which is inside the crystal vial. The crystal the crystal vial, sir, it has two purposes. One, of course, to create the barrier between the mother water inside and the rest of the water. But more importantly, it serves as a superconductor. So it allows the frequency of the mother water to pass through without any loss. So when you swirl the analemma, any H2O molecule that comes into close proximity to it starts to mimic its exact structure. So in effect, after 25 seconds, you actually get a glass of mother water.
Oh, wow.
And then you drink it, and then you get the effect. That's why it's so elegant, it's so simple. And just like you mentioned in the beginning, we tested almost all devices on the market that actually change the state, they kind of structure the water. But the key element is in all of that we tested, actually they do the work. The water enters a coherent state, a structured state, but the structure lasts anywhere between a couple of minutes and day and a half. Then the molecules break and the water goes back to chaos. With an analemma, it isn't like that. It takes us one full year to create the mother water. It takes five different distinct stages. And once it passes the fifth, it never goes back to chaos. We tested it for six consecutive years now. And after just one treatment, it never went back to chaos. And we actually did things to it that usually really put water into chaos. Like we radiated it with EMFs, with 5G. We did all kinds of things. And the water persisted, resisted, and stayed within this particular structured state, which is really, really, really amazing.
Amazing. I forgot to say to everybody that if you're listening and you're looking at getting an NLO wand, we're offering, Mario and his group are offering a 10% discount. If you just can, you just go to using the code LifeSpa108, and that could be significant if you're buying the whole house unit, because that's, you know, how much is the whole house unit now in U.S. dollars?
$1,800. That's a bit higher price point, but it really is a rather complicated for us to create it. But now it's a good time to jump in, because I love the whole science we're doing with the whole house system. So it's interesting. We were kind of hypothesizing, since when you drink the water, you get the effect. Since 99% of our molecules are water, and water always picks up the most dominant frequency of its environment, we were thinking, what would happen if people will lay down and take baths in NLM of water? So we actually connected to Hydrate Spa, Dr. Greg Lane, and my dear friend David Perez in San Diego, since they have actually various equipment to measure various vitals before and after. We are actually doing 100 people study with them. We're now very soon the completion of the study. And we were measuring cardiac output, stroke volume, blood viscosity, and we measured heart rate variability, which was the really interesting one that we wanted to see what's going to happen there, because this is, again, electromagnetic thing, so to speak. So we did the experiment, and now almost every single person in the study experienced significant rise in cardiac output, stroke volume, improvement in blood viscosity, and at least the minimum rise in heart rate variability was 30%, the minimum rise. And we had really much larger just by taking a bath in the water. So it was really, really, really interesting. We are now expanding the studies. We're going to do studies on athletes, because we actually took one prominent athlete to see whether their cardiac output is going to increase, because they have really powerful cardiac output. Even their cardiac output increased.
Wow, that is amazing. That makes me so happy to know that we got the whole house unit, which actually with 10%, you're saving $180, which is a significant savings. And we have a hot tub. And so all the water that we fill our hot tub with is NLM water, which is amazing. Actually, I never actually thought about that. Or take baths or showers, the water you drink, the water we cook with, right? Even cooking doesn't create incoherence in the water, right? It stays coherent, right?
Yes, exactly. We actually, I would just like to say to listeners who for some reason can't afford the whole house unit, I always say to people, when you're filling your bathtub, just take your wand, if you have them, and just put it underneath the flow of the water, underneath the faucet.
Oh.
And just, you're going to have to wait for like 15, 20 minutes until the bathtub is full, but you're going to actually get the same effect. So this is the way, if you can't afford the full price of the whole house unit, you can do it in this way and get the same effect. But of course, if you can, it's much easier to install a whole house system. And then anywhere, you don't have to think about it, wherever you open your faucet, you are actually getting coherent water.
And how much are the wands, the metal version? The
$180.
So again, you get with LifeSpa 108, you get a really nice 10% discount on all the element limo wands and the whole house unit. So just so everybody know about that.
And just to let you know, you buy it once and it will last your lifetime. We wanted to create something that you don't, it's not a good kind of business model, but we wanted just to offer it to as much people as possible. And we wanted to price it reasonably so that basically almost anyone can buy it and get the benefit. You just need to take care of it because it's very gentle. This crystal, if you drop it, it will break. So if you treat it like a jewel, if you take care of it, it will create coherent water for you for life.
And the whole house unit the same way, no maintenance, right?
Same way, nothing. You install it. We actually designed it, engineered it in a way that you really don't have to do anything with it. It is kind of it was a complex thing for us to achieve, but we did it. So you just install it and you can forget about it. You just open the faucet, and wherever you open the faucet, you get coherent water.
Hmm. That's amazing. Yeah, we have our regular fit filter, and then after it goes through that filter, it goes through the analemma, and then it goes through the whole house, which is, and, you know, we don't have the ability to not have our faucets, which I, you know, water my garden with. All that water is coming out as analemma water, which is kind of cool, right? Because there's a lot of studies on plants too, right? The benefits of
we had such an amazing experience with plants. I can't tell you. I mean, let's first start with one study which I really love. That actually inspired the human study. You know that we did a double-blind placebo-controlled study on microbiome as well, and we proved that the microbiome, human microbiome improves when you drink this water. But what actually inspired it? We actually took a completely destroyed piece of soil by glyphosate and large agri pesticides and everything. So it was completely barren. You couldn't grow anything on it. It was really dead. So one part we watered with regular water and one part we watered with analemma water. And then we monitored what actually happens on the molecular level in the soil. So the part that was watered with regular water, we saw nothing. After 2 months, it was still dead. So basically, there was zero change there. But the part that was watered with analemma water, there was a huge explosion in biodiversity of the microbiome. So much so that this colonies of bacteria in the soil, new colonies of bacteria, started to suck CO2 out of the atmosphere into the soil where it belongs. Nitrogen cycle improved dramatically. Total nitrogen in soil improved to the level that within only 2 months, that piece of land became fertile again, which is really extraordinary way, simple, elegant way to really rebuild and revive the soil so you can grow food on it. But there is also one really interesting element. Usually when the rain falls, the minerals and nutrients go to deeper layer of the soil. But when you water the soil with an analemma, there is a huge retainment of those minerals in the top layer of the soil where the plant can actually use it. So you get nutrient-packed fruits and veggies just by watering it with analemma water. So this study inspired that we do a human microbiome study. And again, we saw the same effect. But the effect on plants is really, really, really It's dramatic. We actually have one person in the Netherlands has been using our water for, I believe, 2 or 3 years. He has a large greenhouse. And usually the kind of cucumbers he's growing usually have yield between 6 to 12 weeks or something like that. And with our water, he is now at 24 weeks.
Wow.
It really has profound effects on plants. That's why we created actually Garden Analemma. So from now on, people can actually buy Garden Analemma if they have, of course, if you have a whole house system, then you can just use the water for your garden. But if you don't have it or if you're growing your own food, you can use Garden Analemma and you get the best fruits and veggies you can possibly imagine. We actually did a study also on plants. This study is actually going to be published in Tier 1 Scientific Magazine 6 months ago, where we measured how plants react to stress when watered with analemma water. So to cut the long story short, because it's a really interesting study, but I know that we don't have enough time, we proved that on 20 different markers, plants become extraordinarily resilient and they resist stress. So they thrive even under stressful conditions.
Wow. You know, it's interesting. There was a Stanford study that took ancient humans that were about 1,000 years old from museums mm-hmm. and measured the microbiome in their poo from the museum. They figured out how to measure that even though it was 1,000 years old.
Wow.
They compared that poo to the microbiome of a modern human. And there was such a lack of microbial diversity in the modern human, they actually called that microbial diversity, the lack of, an extinction event. So that ability for the analemma to actually create, you know, microbial diversity in the soil and then the food we eat, is amazing, actually. You know, it's really amazing. And of course, nitrogen is one of the other extinction events. You know, do we have enough nitrogen in our soil to grow food to feed us as a planet to actually, you know, that's one of the other extinction events is an inability to feed this population. And that's all about nitrogen.
I mean,
Yeah.
I just have to say one thing. I don't know if you're familiar, but they did a study in 2022 on 1,000 depressed individuals, and they were actually wanted to prove the connection between the state of microbiome and their depression. And the results were staggering. The connection is beyond obvious. And interestingly, they found that glyphosate, for some reason, which was actually registered as an antibiotic in the beginning, and everybody is now kind of, you cannot have regular food without heavy, like really, toxicity from glyphosate. But they found that glyphosate particularly targets and destroys the bacteria in our gut that are responsible for creating 5-HTP, serotonin, and GABA. And without 5-HTP, serotonin, and GABA, you cannot be a happy individual. So
Wow.
it's so important to bring back the harmony in our microbiome. If we change that, if we improve the state of our microbiome, just so you know, 95% of serotonin is being, I mean, you know this, but your listeners maybe don't. 95% of serotonin is being created in the gut and then being delivered to the brain through the gut-brain axis. So the state of your microbiome is hugely, hugely important. That's why, you know, eating right food, eating organic food is very, very, very important for health.
Yeah, in Ayurveda, the seat of the nervous system, for thousands of years, they knew it was in the gut, in the large intestine. And of course, that's where all the bugs are. So they knew that, somehow they knew that. And now we're just beginning to discover that. And not only serotonin, but almost all the neurotransmitters are predominantly made inside of our
Yes.
gut as well. So that research just keeps exploding and exploding. Mario, this has
Just so
been
you
amazing.
know, just so you
Yeah.
know, I want to mention one other thing, just to kind of share. I'm really super excited. We're doing now a deep dive into the microbiome. So we are actually doing the DNA sequencing of an entire microbiome. We're mapping out entire microbiome because science has now pinpointed the exact pathway by which any species of bacteria has an effect on particular area of health. So we really wanted to kind of create a large map so that we really see the effects of this water on any basically area of the health through the microbiome. So it's also a double-blind placebo-controlled study. I'm guessing that in a couple of months we're going to have it completed, and I'm so looking forward to sharing that when it comes to you and your audience. And actually, there is a great correlation between ATP and NAD, and we proved through our double-blind placebo-controlled study that ATP levels more than significantly rise just by drinking NLM water. And we are now measuring NAD levels, the rise of NAD levels just by drinking the water.
No way, really?
Yeah, we're super excited about that. There is a great correlation there. I mean, and now there is a whole craze about NAD and NMN and precursors and the whole thing. But just by drinking the water, this is where we're really excited to see how much, because we saw really significant rise in all overall mitochondrial energy just by drinking the water. So we hypothesize that the rise in NAD is also going to follow that.
That's amazing because, you know, the NAD precursors, you know, there's a lot of them out there. It's the big kind of craze in the longevity community. But when you actually read a lot of the studies, you're going to increase, you know, cellular metabolism, cellular replication. And sometimes they actually, if you have a cancer or a tumor, it could actually increase the growth of those tumors. So it's not like all those are just 100% safe. They're not FDA approved yet. There's still research to be done.
I
And
agree with you.
most of the health conscious longevity folks will take that risk because of the benefits outweigh the negative. But at the same time, if you can do the same thing with water, which clearly is not going to have a negative effect on you, that's just beyond phenomenal. I can't wait to see that research. This has been amazing. Is there any other research that's been recent that you haven't talked about? I want to remind everybody that We have a whole hour-long podcast with Mario where we went into some of the, just the basic research of NLM if you want to see all the health benefits. There's study after study after study in that podcast. So watch that episode. We'll give you a link in the notes below. And this is some of the more current research we talked about today, which is amazing. Is there anything else you want to share before I let you go?
Well, I think we covered it for now. We're going in various directions. Also, we're doing a large agriculture study as well. So many things are happening at the moment. And, you know, we can do only so much at the time. But this is what I love about water. When you change water, entire biology follows. And we can really, we were going in various directions. And basically in every single direction we went, we saw positive change. So we have a lot of things on the table. So as soon as we complete this kind of battery of tests, we're just going to continue. So I'm telling you, we barely scratched the surface of the beauty of this. So I'm super excited and I'm super grateful to be part of this project because, you know, when you, it's almost like an ultimate biohack. You have to drink water anyhow. So, and by drinking it, you have like a lot of this amazing effects on biological age, ATP, microbiome, brain waves, and now we saw cardiac output, stroke volume, blood viscosity, heart rate variability. It really is. I'm telling you, I'm super grateful to be part of the whole thing.
Yeah, amazing. So everybody, don't forget, you get a 10% discount using the code LIFESPA108, LIFESPA. Also, and you just go to the NLM website and type in that code, right? That's how it works.
Yes, yes. Just go to Coherent, the easier way is coherent-water.com and use the code and get the benefit. If you want, you can jump on our newsletter. If you want to follow our science, we're constantly sharing everything new that we're doing. So in this way, you can also follow our work.
So that's coherent-water.com.
.com.
Right?
Yes, that's the easiest. Mm-hmm.
All right, you guys. Well, Mario, again, thank you. You know, let me know when you have more research. We'll do this again.
Thank you so much. I'm super thrilled. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Bye.
This recording is brought to you by LifeSpa, where ancient Ayurvedic wisdom meets modern science. Get access to free health video newsletters by Dr. John at LifeSpa.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.